Thank you. puts it down. Excellent. Keith, can you show a quick wander? We've seen two blokes in high-vis jackets wandering around. Don't know what they're doing, but just check they're not coming in and rifling computers. I'm sure they're not, but we've seen two people looking through the window. Right, Harvey, come and sit down. Tell me what your... I know the examiner will have this on his... on the Viva prep form, but your chosen theme is?
Blues.
Okay, and why have you chosen these particular pieces?
I felt there was a good contrast between them.
In such as
Tidy Raise, very fast, lots of rhythmic changes, harmonic changes as well, also, whereas Albatross is much slower, it's more monotone as well. It's more about.
So what are the challenges in a recital in doing them two different styles? In terms of Albatross?
Definitely changing, just transitioning between the styles. Difficult to go from playing really fast to actually thinking about what you're playing and the notes that you're playing.
Okay. All right. Now, what listening have you, what background listening, research listening have you done that has influenced, give me an example of how some listening you've done has influenced your playing and your recital today, or how you performed in your recital?
I listen to a lot of B.B. King. He's very fond of using not very many notes, but using very chord tones. He likes to express chord tones. So if he was on an E chord, he might use the dominant, which would be a B. So instead of soloing really fast, he would just simply go and then play the silence to re-emphasize his dominant.
Okay, and where did he use that? Which one of these bases did he use that, or is it throughout?
I believe I used that in X Blues 3.
Okay. You believe you just used it. Right. Okay, can you sound unsure?
I definitely used it
in X Blues 3. Okay. Give me some other example of some listening, because I'll be referring to your precise tracks there. So what other listening have you done that's influenced? Like your Albatross, okay? Mm-hmm. What have you listened to that's influenced your rendition of Albatross?
Well, a lot of Peter Green's other guitar solos.
Peter Green,
the guitarist who originally did Albatross.
Okay.
He likes to play a lot of slow songs like that. Likes to use his mellow tones, so I thought I'd try and recreate that on my amp.
How did you do that?
Which was me mainly using the neck pickup with the tone dial turned very down. So instead of a harsh tone, you get more of a nice mellow tone.
Why did you choose to finish with Hideaway?
Because I think it gives the player more chance to express themselves. There's lots of improvised pieces.
Okay.
As well as the written improvisation part, which is actually quite technically difficult.
In what way? I mean, I was about to ask,
the intonation.
How is your recital technically challenging?
The intonation of that solo there is extremely difficult. There's a lot of accidentals, and it's also very fast.
Okay. All right, well done, thank you.